Okay. Ready. And now, we'll, move on, please. First case under the hearings.
Our first case under new business this evening is case number 12,131. Donald May Sr. and Susan May are seeking a variance from the front yard setback for an existing structure under section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the southwest corner of 3rd Street, approximately 200 feet west of Midway Drive. The 911 address is 503 3rd Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 70.04. Staff would note that the applicant is specifically requesting an 8.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for an existing home, and that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns.
Thank you. Anyone here? Where is the applicant?
If you could come forward and we'll swear in and get started with the public hearing. Okay. Whoever's going to speak to the board.
Well, it might be difficult to swear in the youngest member.
Yeah.
No, that's
okay.
Right. Need
it's okay.
If you want to come up and place your hand too. We need you to. Do you both swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Okay.
You can explain it to us at the
beginning,
okay?
Yeah, don't.
I'm sure you're trying to tell me what you
okay. Yes, yeah, so we're the new owners of the property.
Okay.
So, because while we were...
Could you speak into the microphone a little closer, please?
While we're buying the property, that variance, the company did the survey, and it came out that there's the setback is... It's off of 8.5 feet.
8.5 feet mm-hmm. from the front yard?
Yes.
Just real quick, if we could, just back up 1 second. If you could both just give your names and addresses for the record, too, just so
okay,
we have that.
Okay, so my name is Marcin. My last name is Schweinoch.
Okay.
And we live in 28948 Lewis Georgetown Highway in Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, thanks. Oh, go ahead.
It's Agatha Piccoli and St. Okay. Magnus.
Okay.
28948. Lewis, Georgia. Lewis, Delaware.
So you bought the house as is?
Yes.
And have you already gone to settlement?
Yes.
So you own it?
We do own it.
And you didn't do this? You didn't create it? You didn't build it?
No. It's been 30 years ago. It's been like that for the past 30 years.
Previous owners bought it like this too.
Yes.
Did you ask the previous owners or anyone to come with you?
Yeah.
They live in Pennsylvania, and they said they called, and that it's all right for us to be here by ourselves.
Okay. Who applied? Did you apply?
No, the previous owner. They applied, yes.
While they applied, they were still owners of the property.
Right.
But the property was under the contract.
Okay, I understand.
Yes, and the survey, because the survey was mandatory,
mm-hmm.
and then the variance was wrong, I guess.
So you didn't
front setback.
So you didn't apply for apply for it. So you don't know. You aren't familiar with addressing the standards.
No.
Okay. Let me help you out so that we can expedite mm-hmm. this process if it's okay with everyone else.
Yep, that's please. Fine. Please do.
So you feel that there's a uniqueness in the property and that it's already developed and it's not conforming.
Exactly,
correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And and do you think that there's an irregularity in the way it was developed where the house probably could have been otherwise
every
put
single
on there.
House looks
yeah. You feel that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've already testified that it wasn't created by you. Mm-hmm. What about the character of the neighborhood? Is it in character with the rest of the neighborhood?
Right, exactly. Yes. We have pictures, actually. Yeah, so the houses on the third street, they look, right. The setback is like every single home has this.
Like, it's either the same or it farther out.
Okay.
So it's not like standing out. It looks alive. You know what I mean?
So if we averaged all the homes on the on the road, then it would come up close to an average. Okay, I gotcha. You don't think that it'll have any negative impact on any other properties?
No.
Okay. And then you feel like it's a minimum to afford relief to you all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Those are the standards, and you addressed them.
Right.
I don't have any other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. McGee. Any further questions?
No, but they're not the applicant, right, on here?
They're representing the applicant.
They're the new owners. Did the applicant do this? Because there's no COs issued for anything. I mean, it's not their fault, but did the people that owned it before, did they do this and sell it knowing they didn't have any COs?
I don't know if they knew that they had COs. The foundation and was placed in 94, the addition in 95. There was, it looks like a trailer permit was issued in 1990. So there, it appears everything except the shed, a permit was issued. However, there were no COs.
No finals. Right. And you're doing away with the shed?
Shed is already moved.
It's gone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are moved. So did these people own it when they did this? The maze?
The shed?
No, just the other.
I don't have the actual copies of the permits in the file. I apologize. So I don't know what the names on that were.
Do you know how long the previous owners owned it?
30 years.
30 years.
3 years?
Since 1989, 30 years.
30 years.
So they did it.
So
I just think it's pretty bad that they applied. They're the ones that did it. They knew they'd done it, and they didn't get a CO, but
I agree.
They've left these people. That's not right.
No, but the fact doesn't change that now they're the owners.
No, but I think we should sign them a nice, nasty letter.
I think that could be arranged.
I go wrong with that.
You want to go wrong with that?
I can't believe they didn't escrow money for it.
Yeah, it's not fair to them. Really.
It's not fair to you.
No,
they knew
not.
What they had when they sold it to you.
Based on the, there was a response to the criteria provided with the application, and it does state in here, and I'm assuming this was provided by the owner, was that they purchased the lot and trailer in 1989. Within 2 months, had a trailer fire, replaced the same size trailer in the same position due to the sewage bed placement. After public sewage was provided, they built an addition. The builder stated it was okay to occupy. Unbeknown to them, they never that the builder had never obtained the CO.
Upper permit. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
And they purchased the lot with the existing placement of a home and septic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like they were equally unknown.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a long time ago, and they
Okay. The applicant fully addressed the standards.
Yep.
No questions.
And I have no questions. Excuse me. Hearing no questions?
No questions.
Okay. Was this as difficult as you thought it would be?
We didn't know what to expect. Yeah.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that we've established that it's a unique situation where they've inherited a property, or purchased, if you will, that is in violation and would be costly to develop it in strict conformity, and therefore being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, wasn't created by necessarily this particular applicant or owner now, I guess I should say, and it's questionable whether it was even created by the applicant, since we heard testimony from the office that it was built and trust was relied on to a builder to do the right things. We've heard that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. or have an adverse effect on neighboring adjacent properties. I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion we approve case number 12,131.
Thank you.
I second the motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McKee that we approve case number 12,131. All those in favor of the motion?
Mr. Horton. Aye for those reasons stated.
Mayor.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,131 is approved.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Enjoy your home.
Okay, enjoy your house.